Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Travel plans are changing quickly for millions of Americans trying to dodge a massive winter storm.
We're supposed to leave tomorrow, but we changed it for today. 30 degrees below and in the snow. A big snowstorm coming in.
Strong winds, snow, ice, they've all grounded flights and closed major roads in several states.
I'm Jim Crisula along I-85 in Gibsonville, North Carolina. The millions of Americans hitting the road for Christmas, and the roads will be snowy and icy in many places, will have lots of company.
I'm used to a lot of traffic, but this is a lot. There's a lot of people.
It's a mess up near Chicago, too.
This trucker's concern?
The wind. It's never fun to be in the wind when you're a trucker. You got to slow down quite a bit.
For truck driver Chris DeMarco.
I go through the blizzards all the time from Milwaukee all the way up to Grand Rapids, Michigan and Chicago. So as long as it's not ice, we're good.
His suggestion to other drivers?
Take it slow, be aware of everybody, and stay kind. If everyone thinks kindly, we'll all be good.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, DeKalb, Illinois.
Dethroned crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried has been released on a $250 million bond after making a court appearance today in New York. CBS's Lilia Luciano tells us what's next.
After being fitted with an electronic monitor, he will travel to Northern California, where he will remain under house arrest at his parents' home in Palo Alto.
A $1 trillion spending bill heads to the House after passing in the Senate. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
If passed by the House and signed by President Biden, it would avoid a partial government shutdown midnight Friday. It includes $45 billion to Ukraine, a day after lawmakers heard from the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, in an unusual address to a joint meeting of Congress.
A provision in that plan could also help Americans saving for retirement.
The plan would include matching government contributions for lower and middle income workers up to $1,000 per person. Employers would be required to enroll workers in retirement plans starting in 2025, and this would affect new plans and not current programs. Small businesses would be among those exempt. There are also new provisions for emergency savings accounts and 401k emergency withdrawals. Peter King, CBS News.
Stem cell transplants may be more effective than some medications in treating MS. CBS's Naomi Ruckham explains.
Researchers found that the transplants, which use healthy blood cells to replace disease cells, delay disability longer. After 5 years, 62% of those who had stem cell transplants had no decline, compared to 46% who took the medications.
The Dow lost more than 300 points today. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking drivers to be very careful with their holiday travel. Driving may not even be possible in some parts of Wisconsin tomorrow because of the potential for blizzard conditions. 24-hour road conditions are online at 511wi.gov. Two people who lived at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in King are dead, and people are asking questions about the quality of care. One resident was unsupervised when he went outside to smoke and accidentally started his clothes on fire. Another resident with diabetes slipped into a coma. He apparently didn't get his blood sugar checked for 6 days. He died of a staph infection. The agency that runs the home denies the deaths are due to improper care. In sports, the Bucks lost to Cleveland last night, 114-106. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it. While we can't
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever! And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Merry Monday to you, my little buddy.
Happy Monday to you, Crudy Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy, happy Monday. I've never been so happy on a Monday, Crudy.
I think it was a pretty damn good day, all things considered. The January 6th, the last committee hearing played out today. And they've issued a report. And that's sudden dumb. I mean, I was expecting a report this year, but a report immediately following the J6. It's like Christmas came early, buddy.
Well, it's not the entirety, Crudy. They named this particular report, which is, what, like 154 pages with 50 pages of footnotes. It's entitled Introductory Material to the Final Report of the Select Committee.
I'm going to make a confession on behalf of the panel. We are very hopeful that our good friend, the host of Morning Cannolis, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, coming on this fine program in the 5 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. We're hoping he's reading the report right now.
Right now.
So we don't have to. I don't know if I'll get to the report, you know, at least not between here and the end of the show, Tom. So let me ask you. I've been on the road. I started the day in northern Wisconsin. Hayward, the buzz of the north, coming soon. But, Dom, you've had the benefit of at least perusing the report, skimming the report.
Downloading and searching and finding. That's what I did, Crudy. I got a PDF, and I the first reaction that I had when I saw this, Command-F, search, Ron Johnson. I couldn't help myself.
The very first search, we used to do that occasionally with former gubernator Scotty Wanker right here in the great state of Wisconsin. But Ron Johnson, you've searched him. You found him. He's in the initial report. And Dom, what do they have to say about Ron?
Oh, Crudy, it's not just Ron. It's also the Wisconsin Republican Party. Have I mentioned they're in disarray? Allow me to kind of set it up briefly here from the reporting.
Let myself introduce myself.
Right. Page 31 of 154 from the January 6th report today. Multiple Republicans who were persuaded to sign the fake certificates testified that they were felt misled or betrayed and would not have done so had they known the fake votes would be used on January 6th without an intervening court ruling. One elector told the select committee that he thought his vote would be strictly contingent. It was a very consistent message that we were told throughout all of this, is this is the only reason why we're doing this, is to preserve the integrity of being able to have a challenge.
Let me guess. Is it Bob Spindell Because Bob Spindell kept saying that's what Trump's lawyers told us to do. In Wisconsin election commissioner, Republican Bob Spindell was also a fraudulent Trump elector, was he not, Dom?
He certainly was. The report goes on to say the chairperson, and this is in quotes, quote unquote, the quote unquote chairperson of the Wisconsin fake electors, who was also at the time chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, insisted in testimony to the select committee that he was told that these would only count if a court ruled in our favor, and that he wouldn't have supported anyone using the Trump electorate's votes without a court ruling.
Please don't send me to jail, is what he's really saying.
Who's that? Andrew Hitt, right?
When I was perpetrating the fraud, it was contingent upon other actions happening. So I didn't really commit fraud. Please don't prosecute me, is what he's really saying, Dom.
Well, that's what they're trying to lay that defense out. And now we get to it. Despite the fact that all major election lawsuits filed thus far had failed, Trump and his co-conspirators in this effort, including John Eastman and Kenneth Cheeseborough, pressed forward with the fake elector scheme. Ultimately, these false electoral slates, five of which purported to represent the quote-unquote duly elected electoral college votes of their states, were transmitted to executive branch officials at the National Archives and to the legislative branch, including to the office of the President of the Senate, Vice President Mike Pence. The fake electors followed Cheeseborough's step-by-step instructions for completing and mailing the fake certificates to multiple officials in the U.S. government, complete with registered mail stickers and return address labels identifying senators like Arizona Republican Party and the Georgia Republican Party. The Wisconsin Republican Party's fake certificates apparently weren't properly delivered, however. So the Trump campaign arranged to fly them to Washington just before the joint session on January 6th and try to deliver them to Vice President via Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Mike Kelly's offices. Both Johnson and Kelly's offices attempted to do so, but Vice President Pence's aide refused the delivery.
You remember during an earlier J6 hearing? Obviously, we played out today live right here on the Civic Media Network. Hell, if they spring another one, we'll play that one too. But I'm not hopeful at this point. This may be the end. But we kind of knew that part. They made a point, this January 6th committee made a point to throw U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who wanted to personally deliver the fraudulent, they're not fake Trump electors, they're fraud. It's like delivering the fraudulent mortgage documents to the loan officer on behalf of the client so he can go steal somebody's house under fraudulent terms. How is it significantly different? Well, you can say there's no monetary upside for what, the actual signees? But Donald Trump's raised hundreds of millions of dollars on the precept that this election was stolen from him. And right-wing talk radio and many that supported this, oh, their ratings surged. Because Donald Trump, when he lost, you know what? The good feeling on the right, it was gone. They were depressed. But then Donald Trump said, no, it was stolen. Come meet me at the Capitol. You know that right wing, that echo chamber, Fox News, right wing talk radio, do you know their ratings have surged under the premise of the big steal? It was taken from them. It was a rigged election.
Sure.
Propagating that falsehood has made them tons of profit.
Has made them profit. I mean, the media has engaged with Trump. He's made everybody lots of profit, certainly in the news media. But they certainly made money. They're making money right now on this issue. And Donald Trump, as articulated today in the January 6th meeting, hundreds of millions of dollars. Why would Donald Trump lie? To hold on to power? Sure. To cash checks? Absolutely.
I think it was more about the power thing, right? Nothing else mattered, effectively. That's what he was saying. There was some testimony to that effect. They played some of the, I don't know if it was the Georgia conversation, Raffensperger. I don't know if it was that one specifically when they talked about Trump didn't care about anything except just give me the votes. Give me what I need. I mean, you know, we've talked about the fact, generally there's the lack of a smoking gun. But it's so blatantly obvious. It's on tape. Lordy, there's a tape of the fact that Trump pressured election officials in real time to steal an election and said, well, you know, we've got these theories, but they never had any evidence to back them up. It was nothing but cockamamie Kraken and Rudy Giuliani's drunken fever dreams. That's all they brought to the table, and they wanted to overturn a democratically run government because Rudy said, I think you could do it. I think we could pull it off. That was the only thing. Can we pull it off? And I think they thought they could.
It is stunning and unbelievable, the hubris of these people to try to pull something like that off. And along the way, being met with resistance, thankfully, not enough resistance, apparently. Some Republicans, like here in the state of Wisconsin, thought, yeah, let's try this. Let's make a go of it. But, I mean, that's ultimately the thing, right? Overturning a free and fair election in a democracy is about the most terrible thing you can do as a president.
Well, Dominic, here's a little word search. Control F, whatever you said there. Who are the four other Congress people? And they didn't make criminal referral of Ron Johnson. At least it was not implied in the statements of Jamie Raskin. But when it was Raskin's turn to make a statement, Raskin, who I believe has a career as a former prosecutor himself, Raskin started laying out the case. Started laying out the case. Using legal definitions, but then layman's definitions. And he talked about four Congress people that were going to be criminally referred for effective. They were going to be referred to the Ethics Committee of the House of Representatives because they had failed to honor the subpoenas. First, they had requested testimony, and then they subpoenaed testimony. And they serve in that very body, and they ignored valid subpoenas because they've been held up in courts all over the country. But there are four Congress people. Do we know who they are? And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, buddy. I'm just wondering.
I don't have it in front of me, Michael.
Is it on the Raw story somewhere? This is all pretty fresh stuff.
But we can...
we'll get there. We'll find it. It's in the report, yes. I suspect.
Jim Jordan, I believe, was one of them, but I don't want to speak out of turn. Let me pull it up.
Here's... one guy who did have a brief statement, John Eastman, and when Jamie Raskin spoke, and we're going to play the Raskin sound, and we're also going to bring you from the Washington Post, Aaron Blake, a little coverage of what's actually the criminal referrals. And then more importantly, we'll have a former U.S. attorney give us the real answers in the 5 o'clock happy hour. But, Dom, you got something. You're anxious.
I got it. The Rolling Stone is where I found this one. Of course, referring President Trump to the Department of Justice on four criminal charges. Also announced referring four Republican members of the House to the Congressional Ethics Committee, including prospective Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Oh.
The three others, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Scott Perry.
Well, Scott Perry, it's clear, has withheld evidence because we know the other end of it was effectively Mark Meadows. Then they'd go over to Signal, an encryption app. This could ding Kevin McCarthy a little bit, couldn't it? How can you be under ethical investigation and also be the guy assigning the gavel of the guy that's going to head up the ethics committee?
I mean, nothing says MAGA more than that, dude.
Well, and Jim Jordan, of course, is supposed to be the Republican representative in control of the gavel on the Judiciary Committee, and he's under ethical legal compromise. He always was, all the way since college. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. A happy Monday. Merry Monday.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
The whole world gone crazy! Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about...
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But, Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. Yeah. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north. And now he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
Lows around 8 below
tonight,
under cloudy skies with snow likely. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, snow likely, 1 above. Cloudy tomorrow night, snow likely, 2 below. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, 1 above.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Mike Pence said no.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines will be open till the top of the hour when James Santel, former U.S. attorney, is going to join us. But in the meantime, you can hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I started the day on the road, man. Started the day in northern Wisconsin. It's like a winter wonderland up there. I was in Amory last night, visited, spent a little time in our facility there. It's kind of cute. And then went up to Hayward. We'll be rocking out in Hayward with a new talker coming soon. The Buzz of the North. The Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. coming out of Hayward. Give me a couple weeks. Give the organization a couple of weeks. You know, I'm just the forward guy. I'm just the guy that drives out there and kicks tires and such. So I was out kicking some tires in Hayward this morning, Dom. And I actually heard a very entertaining show. I want to credit one of our fine hosts on the Civic Media Network. Todd Alba, if you haven't heard him yet, the Todd Alba Show, was doing a live listening on WXEO. And Howard Markline was on the air. Howard Markline is a state senator from the state of Wisconsin, Republican. And he's not exactly known for doing interviews. And I got to tell you, to be thoughtful enough to do a live listening across the network, because you know there's a senator from the local market that's going to make a lot of thing, but I'm listening to it in the Northwoods and I'm thinking this guy's on the Joint Finance Committee and the answers he's giving are entirely insufficient. I mean, questions like, hey, there's an op-ed in town here that says you guys didn't put any consideration into this and therefore the local 2-year college is closing down. Have you seen the op-ed? I don't know if I've seen that op-ed. Anyways, go listen to the WXEO podcast, the interview, and I appreciate Todd Alba sharing it on his show so I could hear it up in the Northwoods. WXEO, part of the civicmedia.us family, all the shows have podcasts. Some of the last efforts of Ron Fruta, Hall of Famer, we've got working for us for just, he's stepping off to retirement soon. I'm going to miss Ron and big interviews like he had earlier. And Todd doing a great job for us as well. Kudos to our colleagues in broadcast. But let's talk about the important stuff, Dom. The January 6th, the criminal referrals being offered. And Aaron Blake's got coverage, but I'm jumping right in. What are the criminal referrals made against what? Against Donald Trump. That's what I really care about. Obstruction of an official proceeding. U.S. Code 1812, subsection C. The committee's vice chair, Rep. Liz Cheney, Wyoming, spotlighted this law a year ago, which makes it a crime to, air quotes, corruptly seek to obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding or attempt to do so. The official proceeding was Congress's counting of the electoral votes on January 6th, which the committee says Trump tried to thwart through his various schemes and by directing his supporters to the Capitol after riling them up with false voter fraud claims. The second key part of the charge is doing so corruptly. Well, that goes without saying, right, Don? But let me read what Aaron Blake writes. Which is why the committee laid out extensive evidence that Trump was told his stolen elections claims were false, that participants knew their plot to overturn the election was illegal, and that Trump acknowledged he had, in fact, lost. The committee also referred Attorney John Eastman and others, including the four congressmen you've named, Dom, and others for violation of this statute. You want to take two or?
Yes. We take number two, here? Crudy, conspiracy to defraud the United States. By citing this law to make a criminal referral of Trump, Eastman, and others, the committee says that Trump did not work alone to commit the above offense. The committee did not attempt to determine all of the potential participants in this conspiracy, as our understanding of the role of many individuals may be incomplete even today because they refuse to answer our questions, said Rep. Jimmy Raskin during Monday's hearing.
Number three, Dom. Conspiracy to make a false statement. Donald Trump can't get out of bed in the morning without making a false statement, but let me read. This concerns the so-called fake electors plot. The committee alleges that Trump conspired with others to submit to Congress in the National Archives alternative slate of Trump electors from key states, which in some cases involved falsely asserting in a legal document that they had been duly elected. So I'm going to go on a limb here, Dom, and I'm going to say if there is a conspiracy charge to be leveled against Donald Trump, wouldn't Andrew Hitt and the other Wisconsin false electors? I mean, what, you're going to tell me legal counsel said it super kosher to go commit fraud and you took their sound legal advice? I mean, if you're getting legal advice from Rudy Giuliani and the boys, you know, when the hair dye starts running, you should as well.
Crudy has mentioned here, some of the fake electors themselves have faced legal scrutiny because of this. And number four, Crudy, incite, assist, or provide aid and comfort to an insurrection. Trump was impeached for his alleged incitement of the mob, but was later acquitted, despite a historic number of crossover votes by Republicans. The committee suggests Trump and others, through actions before and during the riot, satisfied each of the quoted words, incite, assist, and provide aid and comfort. Four, count them, one, two, three, four, criminal referrals to Donald Trump.
You know, for our conservative listeners, that's going to sting a little bit. I see a few lining up in queue. It's like a clarion call. Trump's in danger. Let's go obfuscate. Grab your buckets of mud and join us. We've got the sound of Raskin and maybe some conservative friends, conservative listeners, and CJ. 844-967-2789. Thankfully, as I traversed the great state of Wisconsin, I had the Civic Media app. Did a little car play. Listen to the January 6th. That was my only show prep, Dom. That and hanging out and being cool with you was listening to all the testimony, the criminal referrals. I mean, it was cool. It was historic. And we got to play it right here on the Civic Media Network. And when we come back, we're going to hear some deflecting, obfuscating Republican conservatives, at least if they have the courage to hold through the break. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Defend them if you can.
Go get him.
All right. Thank you very much.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Bitter temperatures and blizzard warnings are in effect across multiple states today ahead of what's still expected to be a busy holiday travel week. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking this system for us.
Blizzard warnings will come into effect in portions of Indiana and Michigan, but in addition to that, you've got winds gusting 40 to 60 miles an hour, so you're bringing visibility to near zero.
The House is now negotiating a $1.7 trillion spending bill after it passed in the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's one of the most significant appropriations packages we've done in a really long time.
And former FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been released from jail after posting a $250 million bond. CBS's Lilia Luciano says he'll be fit with a GPS monitor before heading out west to stay with his parents till trial.
Bankman Fried is accused of defrauding FTX customers and investors. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Potentially dangerous driving conditions across Wisconsin over the next few days with a winter storm warning in effect until 6 a.m. Saturday. With 3 to 7 inches of snow possible and winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour, visibility could be difficult tonight through tomorrow. And the bitterly cold temperatures remain through Sunday morning with wind chills between 10 and 20 below zero. The UW Richland Center campus being forced to close at the end of the spring semester in 2023, citing low enrollment and financial pressures. Community members say that's misleading and that UW-Platteville mismanaged the campus. The UW system now focusing on transitioning students, faculty, and staff to other campuses. UW-Platteville will absorb UW-Richland's budget. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Cause they're the Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A merry Monday, as far as I'm concerned. Some of our conservative friends, less so. But let's not forget, Monday Night Football going off. Packers playing tonight, hosting the Rams.
Ooh.
Favored by 7. An interesting number. The hapless Packers haven't been great this year. But you can hear them on our favorite radio station in Richland Center, WRCO. Unfortunately, we cannot bring you that streaming. But if you're in like the four county area, Sauk, anywhere, I heard that station all the way to Toma. Try 100.9. The Packers will be on. But anyways, Dom, I also made a statement. Jimmy Raskin, I don't actually see prosecutorial background in his history. But here's a couple of notes. He graduated from Harvard, magnum cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, at 20 years old, with a Bachelor of Arts in Government and a concentration in political theory. In 1987, he received his JD, magnum cum laude, from Harvard Law School, where he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review, and he has been a constitutional law professor at the American University Washington College of Law for more than 25 years. But I'm not clear that he was ever a prosecutor, and I implied he was. But he sounded like one today on the radio. Sure. in the January 6th hearing I referenced. We've played it out right here on the Civic Media across the network. But let's get to the people, Dom, unless you got a quick thought.
No, let's roll. 844-967-2789. Doug from Cudahy, you will be first. Welcome, Doug. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, are you there, brothers?
Yeah, I'm on. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. You're on radio, Doug.
All right. So sorry about that. Yeah, I just want to say that you guys are doing God's work with the radio network that you've achieved in this realm. All of us are hearing you loud and clear here in Cudahy. We're still here, even though you are not down on Brady Street anymore. We still love you, brother.
Thank you. 5:40 a.m., man. Just you can still find us. You can hear us in Cudahy.
Oh, hell yeah. I've got you almost every day.
I got an email from Lexington, Kentucky overnight. Guy was listening to the Beast of the East, 5:40 a.m., listening to it on his radio in Lexington, Kentucky last night.
Oh, that's so good. So I'm so proud of you, and you guys are just killing it. All right, so the only reason I've called in is I think that Jamie Raskin just slammed it today. And just he brought it home, and I want to let you guys know that guys in Cudahy, like me, I have listened to Jamie Raskin, and we are way supporting prosecution. It's enough. Enough is enough here. And just thank you for your work, and we'll see you on the other side of this. But love your brothers, man.
Thank you, Doug. Very kind words. Thank you for listening. 5:40 a.m. on the Beast of the East, the Civic Media app. You can listen. Quick note, our soon-to-be guest, our good friend James Santel, has a very pragmatic note to add. Significant historically and important politically, but also procedurally unnecessary and legally irrelevant. Anyway, see you at 5, he says. See you on the radio, Jim. The host of Morning Cannoli's former U.S. attorney, friend of the devils, James Santel, coming for the happier happy hour. But we got the request. He was invoked. I think we got to play some Jamie Raskin sound. When it was Raskin's turn, this constitutional lawyer, well, it was his turn to lay out the case for the criminal referrals. And gonna need your help with this, E-Bone. Let's play Jamie Raskin. Perhaps never a prosecutor, but he sure sounded like one today. Cut number 10.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
Let's keep going with Jamie Raskin. Cut 11, please.
Makes it unlawful for anyone to corruptly obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding of the United States government. We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violations of this statute.
I like that he's naming names, Tom.
Very, very succinct and specific.
The esteemed Congressman, Jamie Raskin, he was an impeachment manager, but today he sounded like a prosecutor. Play it for the people. Cut number 12.
The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
And there is, according to Jamie Raskin, and I agree on this point, there is no greater betrayal. Cut 13, please.
The president has an affirmative and primary constitutional duty to act to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Nothing could be a greater betrayal of this duty than to assist in insurrection against the constitutional order.
Yes.
Wow, man.
That is the greatest betrayal of all. I hear like Whitney Houston, like the greatest love of all. The greatest betrayal of all is Donald Trump's betrayal of the American people, the Constitution. I mean, the guy was the he swore to uphold and defend. I'll just
none of that matters to a guy like Donald Trump. And not only did he, you know, plot this thing out with his cronies and lie to his MAGA, of course, collected all that money from them as well, and then and inspired them, encouraged them, incited them to attack the Capitol. Well, he went because he couldn't go. He pouted a little bit. Remember, he wanted to go, and Secret Service wouldn't let him. So he sat his fat ass down on his in the dining room and watched television for 3 hours. For 3 hours while his supporters attacked the police. So I don't want to hear about any of you MAGAs backing the badge.
Technically, I believe it was 187 minutes. I think we got more sound from Raskin. While there's time, he was invoked. Let's play it. Decisions made. Cut 14, please.
We chose to advance the names of people where we felt certain that there was abundant evidence that they had participated in crimes. And so we're sending those over.
Now, these are right, post-game interview, it sounds like, post-hearing.
Yeah, yeah, and this and these are, so you have to assume then, they were really buttoned down on the referrals that they gave, right? These are the guarantees. And they don't have all the information. Someone could plead the fifth, or they couldn't get the info, whatever, maybe the phones. They don't have the tools that the Department of Justice has. So they got to work with what they got. And so the implication that I hear is there's a whole lot more potentially to come from others that could be charged as the DOJ opens up or expands their investigation.
What would Mr. Burns say? Release the hounds. Right. More accurately, release the transcripts. The Department of Justice will have the benefit of congressional transcripts. Lying to Congress is still a crime. So presumably there is an onus to tell the truth in the transcripted evidence, the copious.
Or you just plead the fifth.
Or you just pull a Michael Flynn and plead the fifth. Do you believe in the peaceful transfer of power? I plead the fifth.
Morally or politically? Both. I plead the fifth. You know, if you're going to plead the fifth on both, why are you asking, Flynn?
A little bit more from Jimmy Raskin, the esteemed congressman, I believe, from Maryland. Cut number 15, please.
We wanted to proceed in such a way that we could all feel certain that these were people where evidence exists that they engaged in criminal offenses against the country.
And I think if you serve in the government, you should care about history and you should care about your legacy, our legacy. Cut number 16.
I don't know what our legacy is going to be. I hope that our legacy will be an unswerving devotion to the facts, the rule of law, and the Constitution.
And one more from Raskin, post-game interview, post-criminal referral of the president, former president, four different alleged charges. Raskin, cut 17, please.
We were charged with dealing an event that is radically unique in American history. Nobody before, much less a president, had ever come so close to overthrowing a presidential election and bypassing the Constitution. That's what we were dealing with.
844-967-2789. CJ's kind of guy. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. But, you know, as I listen to you, you never, or the January 6th committee never plays the part of Trump's speech where he says, go in peace. And that's all it's going to take.
You can't rile up a crowd for an hour and then say go in peace and say that somehow exempts you from the riling up, the actions, the incitement. And it wasn't just the speech, CJ. What is being alleged here is that he conspired on a multitude of levels. This just wasn't about the mob. It was about the procedural coup.
Merrick Garland, AG, Merrick Garland's not going to bring a case.
And no, because he doesn't, the special counsel will.
He doesn't have a case because all you got to do is play that part of his speech. And funny thing is,
no, but CJ, know, we've already addressed that. You can't go tell people to go murder someone for an hour and then say, "Oh, go in peace," and then think that just takes it all back. You see what I'm saying? You can't just undo that, man. But with one additional tweet,
never play that, though, do they? Never. You know why? Because
it's irrelevant to the greater incitement the greater criminal charges that have been leveled against your guy, this former president of the United States. Effectively, he was part of an insurrection against the Constitution. He wanted his own vice president hung. I mean, he tried to inspire violence against his own VP. I mean, you're going to tell me he's still a small guy? I just don't see it from the right perspective. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to get there with you, CJ. Even if he said go in peace. CJ, go in peace. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Go in peace. You've done enough damage today. But, you know, seriously, there's one thing that I have a problem with this all of this. And the United States Congress and Senate both need to clean something up. This is great, these referrals, but they don't have a real lot of teeth other than you send it there and
they're irrelevant. Yes, they the only
legally,
teeth they have,
they're not right. They cannot be forced. They cannot force the DOJ to.
But Dick, where I think they matter is in the court of public opinion. In the court of public opinion, the former president was just criminally referred by a bipartisan panel along with copious evidence of the crimes.
And you know what? They'll say there were only two and they were rhinos. But
Dick, you know, here's the thing. At what point does that stop? Oh, there was only two. There's only one. There's only four. Four out of ten. So what? There's always going to be something. The fact of the matter is, it was a bipartisan committee, man.
But can I just convey this to you?
Yes.
Here's something that I see that really stinks. If you're going to have any of these things going forward, and I brought this up to Matt earlier, somebody like, for instance, Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy, you've been subpoenaed and you didn't show up. Why should you, under any circumstance, have a committee and be investigating anything going forward?
Right. No question, Dick, and that is a great point, and that's why they're being referred, at least to the Ethics Committee. But I would take it further. If Jim Jordan, at the head of his Judiciary Committee, issues a subpoena, why would anybody feel like they have to follow it? If Jim Jordan received the same similar subpoena from another committee in Congress and he blew it off, why should anybody else give a damn?
No, my subpoena is valid.
Right.
Not like that other subpoena I didn't, because, you know, I said that was all partisan. But mine are valid. They're realsies.
For surezies.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to actually look at the changing Wisconsin demographics in our backyard, Tom. Can't all be J6 action, but we'll do a lot more of the J6 coverage. We got to find former prosecutor. This one, I feel confident, put some people in jail. He's our good friend, James Santel. And I mean that in the best sort of way. Wish it were Trump.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 8 below. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, highs around 1 above. Cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely 2 below. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 1 above.
How the others must see the faker.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the great state of Wisconsin, my beloved home state, it's going through changes, politically going through changes. And I'd like to share a little of them through the reporting Craig Gilbert special to the Journal Sentinel. And we'll try to make it special for you. But I have theories I'll share a little bit later. Yeah. Dominic, it's been 8 years since Republican Scott Walker, won his last big victory for governor. And the coalition that elected him in Wisconsin three times is showing major leaks. No community illustrates this better than Walker's one-time home, the populous Milwaukee suburb, Atosa, baby, Wauwatosa. Walker won Wauwatosa by 5 percentage points in 2014. Then he lost it by 16 in 2018. Suck it, wanker. That's what Tosa said. And in last month's race for governor, Republican Tim Michaels lost it by 40. Oof. Lost Wauwatosa by 40. Wauwatosa moved further in a Democratic direction this fall than any community in Wisconsin of more than 200 people. And Tosa is not alone. There's been huge voting shifts away from the Republican Party in the Milwaukee suburbs. The suburban half of Walker's once potent rural suburban coalition has steadily frayed in the last four election cycles, 16, 18, 20, and 22, especially in the state's most populous metro area, Milwaukee. Nearly 50 Milwaukee area suburbs have seen a voting shift of more than, wait for it, Tom, 20 points.
Whew.
50 Milwaukee area suburbs shifting 20 points since Walker's 2014 victory, and some have seen shifts of 30 points or more. These shifts have all, every single one of them, been away from the Republican Party, away from the GOP. And the steep GOP decline across the suburbs of both Milwaukee and Madison, where I'm originating right now in the Solidarity Realty Studios, really jumps off the page when you start to examine the vote for governor and U.S. Senate this fall at the local level. Dom, you going to help?
Sure, I'll jump in here. Greg Gilbert reporting. To do that analysis, Gilbert used an election database compiled by John Johnson from the Luber Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Foundation Education at Marquette Law. The database showed how each one of Wisconsin's more than 1,800 cities, towns, and villages voted in recent election cycles. Compared to the county-by-county results, the municipal voting pattern gives us a sharper picture of where the state's biggest political shifts in both directions are occurring and what that means for future statewide elections. And both kinds of shifts are clearly happening. For four elections in a row, not always at the same speed or at the same scale, the high education suburbs of Milwaukee and Madison have been getting bluer, while rural counties and small towns around the state have been getting redder. And he puts on a list of the sharpest swings towards Democrats between the 18 election for governor, which Evers won by 1.1 points, and the 22, which Evers won by 3.4. And there's a list here. Corrine, I'll just run down here quick. Wauwatosa, as mentioned, a 24-point swing. River Hills, a 24-point swing. Now, these are plus 9.4 Republican to plus 14.6 Democratic. So that's the spread, how you're coming up with these numbers. Whitefish Bay, my town, a 23-point swing. Wind Point, 23. Mequon, 22-point swing. Bayside, 21-point swing. Elm Grove, a 21-point swing. Fox Point, a 21-point swing. Brookfield, a 20-point swing. And Menominee Falls, a 19-point swing. Gilbert writes that these 10 communities are all relatively high education, high income suburbs in the southeastern counties of Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Waukesha, and Racine. A little further down the same list, you will find more places in metropolitan Milwaukee, like Cedarburg, Germantown, and Delafield, and numerous Madison suburbs like Middleton, Fitchburg, and Verona.
Well, that's where I lived, Dom.
See? If the Democratic collapse in rural Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin was the most dramatic feature of the 2016 election map, then the unchecked Republican decline in suburban southern Wisconsin is the most arresting feature of the 2022 map.
So basically, the Milwaukee suburbs, and obviously Donald Trump, you know, some people thought, let's give him a chance back in 16. And then they saw his governance. And I can understand why they would be repelled from the governance of Donald Trump, but he was not on the midterm ballot. You can say Tim Michaels was the personification of Trumpiness. Maybe he was. He was the closest thing running in the state of Wisconsin, although I'd say look at Ron Johnson. The incumbent senator won re-election narrowly, but Tim Michaels got his ass handed to him, almost 90,000 votes. Tony tripled his margin. And in a lot of cases, a lot of that differential, A, came from Dane County, where we've been on the airwaves for 11 years, Dom.
Wow.
And then these other municipalities you've just enumerated, every single one of them turning from Republican to Democratic, more Democratic. And I would point out, what happened at the end of 2016? Well, a fixture in right-wing talk in Milwaukee, Charlie Sykes, left town. In 2016. And we came to town on February 1st of 2017. You and I and Earl, we've been doing this a long time in the Milwaukee market. This is five turning 6 years pretty quick that we've been effectively trying to influence hearts and minds. And you know the routine, Dom. But if you look at the parts of the state that are turning more blue, substantially more blue in the current sense, well, you can hear my voice there, and you could for, let's say, most of the last 5 years. And the places that need to turn more blue, at least in my opinion, Dom, well, I'm spending more and more time outstate, Dom. Spend a little time in the Northwoods this weekend because, you know, got to make some friends, got to start laying down some roots, got to get a facility, make sure our radio station's blasting loud and clear up there. And then you can start changing things. You know what? In the Minneapolis, where I was at, Amory, Hayward area, they don't get state of Wisconsin news. Guy I met with last night used to own the radio station, Wexy 1260, there in Amory. Well, you know what? He's not MAGA, but he's more conservative than I am. But you know what he clamors for? News of the state he lives in. He's stuck listening to the news accounts of what's happening in Minnesota. Because they're in the Minneapolis media market. You can see the TV stations, but you got to have a floater out in the lake before they mention your hometown if you're from Amory. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't care. They don't give a damn about you. But we do, Amory. We do. Polk County. In fact, I'll have your Badgers for you. By next fall, I feel pretty confident we'll be doing local sports, football, all that kind of stuff, Dom. And if you're in southwestern Wisconsin, don't forget Big Packer game tonight. But Civic Media, we're coming for you. We're going to see if we can start changing some narratives, Dom. It might take a little longer, but we're going to turn it all from red to purplish to blue. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, a fine guest, host of Morning Cannolis, James Santel, our good friend, former federal prosecutor. Unlike Jamie Raskin, he actually put people in jail. Although I'm kind of counting on these newest criminal referrals of the former president to do the trick. Come back, more Devils. You're listening right now. A Merry Monday edition, a happier happy hour with James Santel is next.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.